Chinese media mock USA on anniversary of 9/11 attacks. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 12, 2023. China's government-run propaganda outlet Global Times mocked the United States on Sunday with a political cartoon marking the 22nd anniversary of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Global Times posted the cartoon on X, formerly known as Twitter, with the caption, Hashtag US continues to export turmoil 22 years after 9/11. Hashtag GT cartoon, Hashtag US continues to export turmoil 22 years after 9/11. At underscore valiant panda underscore pic.twitter.com/v5aslutks. Global Times, at Global Times News, September 10, 2023. On Monday, former President Donald Trump honored the thousands of Americans killed in the coordinated attacks perpetrated by Islamic terrorists and praised the heroic first responders who immediately sprang into action. No one who lived through the horror of the September 11th terrorist attacks can ever forget the agony and the anguish of that terrible day, Trump said. Today, on the solemn anniversary of those monstrous attacks, we remember the 2,977 precious souls who were savagely taken from us on that morning 22 years ago, leaving a void that can never be filled, Trump said. No matter what happens, it can never be filled. In 2021, Global Times, which acts as a mouthpiece for the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, mocked America as the laughingstock of democracy. The US is no longer the beacon of democracy, but becoming more like a laughingstock of democracy, the Global Times declared. If people around the world are asked to list recent achievements of the US, they may need some time before naming one or two. However, if the question is about problems with US democracy, cases are ready to roll off the tongue. The article cited Li Haidong, professor at the Institute of International Relations of the China Foreign Affairs University, in its diatribe against America. If the US, where white supremacy prevails and somehow dominates, where elites and ordinary people are divided, while elites also seriously contradict each other, where governance has failed, sets a good example for democracy, then what kind of democracy is a bad example? Li said. U.S. democracy is an insult to democracy, he added. Last April, Global Times described a potential presidential rematch between Joe Biden and his predecessor, Donald Trump, as proof that America is a decaying country. A possible sequel to the Biden-Trump competition of 2020, when both have been mired in criticism and failed to fix U.S. problems, lays bare a decaying country that is deprived of vitality, and the political rigidity will eventually lead to a decline in U.S. influence worldwide, the newspaper contended. Follow at Williams Rome.